Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbur, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbur will bring in a series of studies out of the book of John. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbur, Sr. takes a deeper look in the book.
You walk in a room, see some ladies talking, you think they talking about you. They ain't talking about you. The way the Holy Ghost convicts the world of sin is through his church. Amen. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. See, when your conscience ain't working, your mama be mourning. Won't she remind you? Since your conscience won't, the Holy Ghost in her will. Won't your wise men remind you? Yes. That's why a lot of times, even on Sunday morning, unbelievers, when they see you dressed up, I mean, you wearing your Dillard's clothes, your Dillard's outfit. Yeah. I'm talking about, you know, the dress, well, the skirt and the blouse and the purse and the shoes and the hat, right, and the pearls. I mean, when they see the whole get up, they know where you going. You didn't even say you was going to church, but they convicted. Even though they're out there working on that car, they see you going to church. And that brings back to their minds where they know they're supposed to be. You done convicted them just by the Holy Spirit being on the inside. Just by you obeying the Holy Ghost has convicted them. Have you noticed a lot of times when you get right with the Lord, your friends start acting crazy? Your worldly friends. You know why? It's because you remind them of God. You convicting them. They can't drink their beer like they want to drink their beer. Here come Mr. Know-it-all. I know he got a lesson. Here come preacher man. Yeah, here come preacher. Might as well put it on up. It's gonna get hot. Might as well just put it back in the refrigerator because it's gonna get hot. It wasn't on him to finish preaching. And you might just be walking by them, but they think that you finna come and preach to them. See, you don't come. That's the Holy Ghost convicting. Boom, boom. You see? The Bible says, just let your light so shine. Yeah. All right, let's go on. To convict them of sin and of righteousness. Yeah. I know I'm supposed to go to church. I know. I'm going to do better. I was brought up to go to church. Yeah, I'm going to do better. You going next week? I'll go with you next week then. You see how they just confess and they coming on out with it? You ain't even asked them. They asking you. They are convicted of righteousness. Now, if you ain't doing right, then they're not going to do right. But when they see you doing right, see, people make comparison all the time. You just do right. That's why the Bible says, when you see your husband doing wrong, don't go preach to him, the Bible says. The Bible says in 1 Peter 3 that if your husband don't obey the word, he can be warned without a word. And that also means don't be putting on Bible tracts on his pillow at night. I ain't saying nothing, Pastor. I'm going to just put this Bible track here. No, you don't even have to do that. Without a word, by the behavior of the wife. You just do right. He said you just constantly doing right, constantly doing right. You know what he's doing? He's looking at how you constantly doing right. Until one day he's going to say, you ain't finna go to church right now, are you? Can you wait about 10 minutes? Wait for what? I thought I'll go with you this morning. Yeah, I can wait. Now don't lose him, Miss Cutie. Don't lose him. If Bubba say he's getting ready to go and he says, you know, can you wait 10 minutes? Don't say, I can't wait, you ain't waiting. You just turn him off. I thought I was going, but I ain't going now. As long as you do right, that makes him start thinking about doing right. You got to put it on his mind. Put it on his mind. Not about what you say, but how you look. That's what caught him the first time. You didn't go up to him. Hey, Sammy. No, you didn't go up to him. No, you didn't go up to him. He came up to you when he saw you. Ooh, look at that, look at that, look at that. Oh, let me leave that alone. I was getting ready to start rapping here. Let's get back in the lesson, y'all. Y'all get me all off track. Right. Verse 11, let's see, did we make it? Okay, concerning sin, because they do not believe in me, and concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you no longer behold me, or you don't see me right now, and concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. Folks them know. Folks know if they don't straighten up, they're going to hell. They know that. And when you show up, you are reminding them of that. They know they're sinning. They know they need to get right. And they know if they don't get right with God, they're going to go to hell. They know that. So you don't have to go and preach to them they finna go to hell. Every time they walk to the door, you're going to hell. You better straighten up because you're going right to hell. And I ain't letting you take me to hell. You're going to hell all by yourself. No, they already know. As a matter of fact, they got some secret prayers going on. Father, I want you to forgive me for doing such and such and such. I know I ain't doing right, but I just don't want to go to hell. They praying the prayers like this. Yes, they do. They be praying prayers. You'll be amazed of how many folks sitting at home on Sunday morning drinking beer and watching Christian television. You'll just be amazed. Yeah. Yeah. And the problem is they want to straighten up before they go to church. Because see, I don't want to, in their minds, I don't want to be no hypocrite. So until I you know, put this bottle down, I ain't showing up. No, that's what I mean. If you cold and you need to get warm, you need to get close as you can to the fire. You don't need to be staying away from the fire. If you cold, I mean, if you want to get hot for the Lord, then you need to start coming closer to the fire. All right. All right, so first the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Then the Holy Spirit teaches believer. Now that y'all fill in those first three blanks, sin, righteousness, and judgment. Then number two, the Holy Spirit teaches believers. Look verse 12. I have many more things to say to you. Jesus said, I got so much more I got to say, but time done ran out on me. He said, but you can't bear them now. Isn't that something? God has a lot of stuff that he wants to tell you, but you can't handle it. You know why God don't even tell you what's going to happen tomorrow? You can't handle it. You can't hardly handle today. You was feeling mighty good until right before you got off work, somebody bought you another stack of papers. Bought you some more work at the end of a work day. That ain't right. Now, if you know that the person that you don't like, oh, don't like you, because you like everybody. I know y'all in Bible. Y'all like everybody. But the person that don't really like you, they wait till right to the end of the day to make things hard for you. It's good to just handle some things, know about some things when they just come up. Because if you knew that this person was going to do you wrong at the end of the day, you'll be ticked off at everybody alone throughout the day. Thinking about, let's see, it's 4:30. She got another hour before she comes. And you ain't got time for nobody else because you worried about this. Well, let's go on. But when the Holy Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak of His own initiative. That's very important, y'all. That's very important. Can I stop there just a moment? Can we put a comma there and pause? The scripture says, now read it out your Bible. I want you to get it out. But when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak of His own initiative. But whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. Now that's good news right there. That's real good news. Now, one of the ways you know the Holy Spirit is really moving throughout a church, folks ain't talking about the Holy Spirit. Is that what your Bible said? Look at what your Bible says. He will not speak of His own initiative. He ain't coming down here to talk about Himself. He ain't coming to talk about Himself. He's coming to talk about Jesus, and He's coming to talk about the Father's plans. Churches who focus all on the Holy Ghost don't miss Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus that saved us. Not the Holy Spirit. It's the blood. Jesus is the one that died. The Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, He pointed us to the cross. In the New Testament, He points back to the cross. You see? The Holy Spirit don't come down here and talk about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to make Jesus plain. And let me tell you another thing. The way you know the Holy Spirit is moving in the church, folks ain't talking about them. They talking about Jesus. Jesus is the main thing. Oh, I know I'm right now. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, somebody get it for me right quick before it pops on out of me. Acts 1 and 8. Oh, I feel it coming up. I'm trying to hold it down. And you shall be, come on somebody, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Look what Jesus said, you'll be my witnesses. Oh, I was looking at Michael Jackson trial on television, and they say Michael Jackson has got some all-star witnesses coming. Elizabeth Taylor is going to be one of his witnesses. Ed Bradley from 60 Minutes going to be one of the witnesses. And then he just went and started talking about a lot of other rich and famous people that's going to be one of his witnesses. Jesus said, when the Holy Ghost come upon you, You're going to be my witness. See, when Liz Taylor get up on the witness stand, she ain't going to talk about Liz Taylor. She's going to talk about how she know Michael Jackson. Ed Bradley ain't going to get up there and start talking about, you know, I'm 60 Minutes guy. And they said, that's enough of 60 Minutes. Now, tell us something about Michael Jackson. You see? Once you done introduce yourself, now you got to come on with Jesus and introduce Jesus. God gave you the Holy Ghost to help you tell somebody about Jesus. So what I'm trying to get you to see, when the Holy Spirit really shows up, you hear folks that they talk more about the Holy Ghost than they talk about Jesus. That should not be the case. Folks talk about, you know, you got the Holy Ghost. You got the Holy Ghost. You ought to ask, do you got Jesus? If you ain't got Jesus, you know, we know you ain't got it. A lot of folks talking about they got the Holy Ghost, but ain't living holy. Woo! Huh? They got the Spirit, but it ain't the right Spirit. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's just so much Bible doctrine right here. It's right in the Bible. We even got Holy Ghost churches. No, you need to have Jesus churches. Holy Ghost, I mean, he come to be, to point you to Jesus. It's all about Jesus. That's why the Holy Spirit ain't on the outside of you. He's on the inside of you. He don't want nobody to know about it until they see Jesus. It ain't about him, so he works undercover. Because it ain't about him. About Jesus. He came to help you look more like Jesus. Romans 8:28, somebody. You already know that, and so let's go to 29. Come on, somebody. Romans 8:29. From whom he did also foreknow, he predestined. Come on now, we almost there. To be conformed to the likeness of the what? Holy Ghost. The Son. He didn't say the Holy Ghost there. Did you see that? The Holy Ghost is trying to make you look like Jesus. That's why we know all things work together for the good, for those who love the Lord, for those who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow. He knew him way ahead of time before he even created him. He predestinated him to be conformed, to be looked like Jesus. But God wants some Jesus look-alike. That's what he wants. He wants Jesus look-alike. He's working on you to get you looking like Jesus. Folks getting the Holy Ghost today so they can get them a better car. Get me a house. You know what you're still doing? You're still playing mama and daddy. You might as well go get some mud cakes. All that stuff is toys. This is rehearsal stuff down here. The real stuff is yet to come. But God said, I gotta work on the inside. I gotta go undercover and work on the inside of you. Get you ready for the real stuff. That's why he says, if I can't even trust you with little mama, play money. He said, how can I trust you with the real stuff? Yeah. If you can't handle the tea set, ain't no sense in bringing out the real china. You got to handle the tea set. Is I'm right about it? Is y'all getting this? Y'all working me hard tonight. Oh my goodness. The Holy Spirit comes to teach believers. And notice something now. Notice something. He'll show you even stuff to come. He will. He'll show you stuff to come. I'll never forget as a little boy. Mama. You know, mamas, they can, the Holy Ghost really work on them, don't they? You can tell mamas that's got the Holy Ghost. They know you've been doing wrong. Before, I mean, you wondering, you trying to figure out, did Jerry come and tell you? Who told him? Wait till I see him. I'm going to maul his head. Peanut head self. I ran back home and told. No, the Holy Ghost. Mama and me said, Timmy, you can't tell no story. Come on, tell the truth. You can't tell no story. Come on, you slipped off today, didn't you? You supposed to stay here until I got home. You slipped off, didn't you? You got to come on with it. Mama used to get out the car and go, rather than go in the house, she would go over here to the hedge bush, get the switches. I said, Mama, wait a minute. What you doing? Wait a minute. Whoa. What you going over to the hedge? Come out. Just bring it right here. Come on, bring it here. You done something today. I already know you done it. I said, oh, no, Mama. And next thing you know, I'm telling all about, you know, yeah, Mama, I ate them cookies. And, you know I wasn't supposed to eat cookies, but I just got three. All I got was three. That's all I got. Pulled the weight. But I'll never forget when I know that my mama had the Spirit of God. She told us one time, don't go around to the side lawn. Don't play around on the side lawn. Now, whenever you told me not to go around and play on the side lawn, that was temptation. I said, now, why come I can't go around on the side lawn? You know, because if the team come up, that's where we're going to play. What's going on the side lawn? We can't play on the side lawn. And Mama said, don't go around that side lawn. Don't go around the other day. She told us when she got up, this, you know, she was fixing breakfast, and I don't want y'all to go around on the side lawn. When she got her clothes on, go to work, she said, I don't want y'all to go around. The side. Y'all play out here on the playground. Play out on the playground. Playground was dirty. It was dirt, you know, because it didn't have no grass. That's the playground. It was dusty. It was that black dirt. She said, don't go around the side lawn. Don't go around that, you know, pretty lawn green. Don't go around there. I couldn't, all day long, I was tempted to go around there, but some kept always stopping. I said, Mama, what's around on the side lawn? Later on that evening, Mama went out there, she was hanging out clothes. Anybody know what hanging out clothes is? You gotta have a line, hang out the clothes on the line. Mama was out there hanging our clothes on the line, and then Mama started hollering. She says, bring the hoe, quick, somebody, bring the hoe. We went, and we got the hoe, and the shovel, and the, what's that, axe, that long thing? We had a blade on it. One of those. We bought everything, all the tubes. And we came on around there, and it was a snake around there. We killed that snake. I ain't never forgot that I was a little bitty, you know, booty poop running around. I ain't never forgot that. I said, how did she know that? That there was danger around there.
Bread of life, sent down.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.